It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. You've seen people that sit there and everywhere they are, at a restaurant, on the bus, anywhere, they're texting. They're checking Facebook. They're doing, you know, their Twitter accounts. They are just seem to be always connected, and there's always a little earbud in their ear. Well, when does it really become too much? My guest is Assistant Clinical Professor of Psychiatry at the University of Connecticut, Dr. David Greenfield. Welcome to the show, Dr. Greenfield. So how do we know that what you're doing is too much, or what you need to do to kind of keep up with the technology?
Well, you know, that's the question. That's the million-dollar question that I get asked all the time. And, you know, there's no easy formula with regard to the amount of time. You know, there are rough estimates that we use to estimate. But the real issue is it interfering with one of the major spheres of your life, meaning your health, your finances, legal status, relationships, parenting, work, schoolwork, one of those major areas? And are you using the internet or any of these technology digital devices as a means to alter your mood and consciousness? In other words, are you using it like a drug? And if you can answer yes to both of those, then there may be a problem. The vast majority of us probably fall into the category of overusing or abusing digital technology, and a small percentage, probably 5 to 6%, according to my research, and that's been pretty well documented by other studies as well, fall into the category of being addicted to it, where they have a real negative consequence in their life.
So negative consequence, you know, I know that some people, like, I will not let my children even think about taking their phones or their eye touches or anything else into restaurants or at the table or, you know, anywhere around. But I have seen people that I consider quite you know, intelligent people that are sitting there at restaurants texting. And I'm like, really, is it that important? What could be that important? It's not for a job. It's not for... So what do you say when you see all that kind of thing?
The truth is that it probably is that important. And what happens with people is they feel compelled to instantly reply because the expectation in our culture due to this instantaneous access has been that there should be instant reply. The other thing is, what happens is the internet and all of these digital media technologies, whether it's texting or Facebook or Twitter or just surfing on the internet or anything that's dynamically changeable, operates on a variable ratio reinforcement schedule. In other words, the internet is the world's largest slot machine because you get intermittent and unpredictable reinforcements in the form of information or communications by people that you love or like or are interested in, and you can't predict when it's going to happen and what it's going to be. So in essence, everybody is being conditioned through positive reinforcement and operant conditioning to respond to their technology because they think they're going to get a hit, and the hit is followed by an elevation of dopamine in the brain. So in a sense, the technology is shaping our behavior, and we're becoming habitually used to checking it so we can get those hits every once in a while.
Okay, so we're checking it. We feel we have to respond, you know, and when do you know that you need treatment? Or, you know, what kind of treatment really is it? Is it a complete cutoff? Is it a tapering? Just like any alcohol or drug treatment.
Yeah.
When do you know it's a problem?
I mean, again, if your life has become unmanageable or unbalanced and you're flunking out of, I mean, I see people in my practice who they've flunked out of school or they've dropped out of school or they've gotten in trouble with their relationship or their marriage or at work or they've gotten in trouble legally. So I'm seeing people where there's been a real obvious, clear, and identifiable negative consequence. That's a certain percentage of the population. The other people who are overusing it or abusing it need to ask themselves, do I really need to use this? And they have to put themselves on a digital diet. They have to put themselves on a limited consumption of the technology and say, you know, when they go into restaurants, say, no, I'm going to leave the phone in the car. or when I go online, I'm going to limit my online time to a half an hour, an hour. And in other words, they have to control their digital intake just like they would controlling their caloric intake. It becomes much the same thing, just like you would control your alcohol consumption. One or two glasses of wine with dinner might not be a bad thing, but five or ten is. So, again, we come down to that old adage that moderation is really the best approach.
It certainly is. And as you say, if it starts to affect your life and the quality of your life, if you're getting in trouble at school or at work, then you know, just like alcohol or drug addiction or anything else, that it's becoming an issue. And there is, Dr. Greenfield, that fine line, especially with kids today. You know, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends 2 hours of total screen time. But yet, our kids have to be online for homework these days. Does that count as screen time or no?
Not in my book. I sort of separate homework from screen time. Recreational screen time is, I follow that recommendation and have been for a while. By the way, I used to say an hour a day, but because so much of everyone's life is lived online, we've increased it to 2 hours a day with a 3 hour on weekend or holiday recommendation. And certainly for kids under two, they're recommending no digital screen contact. So there is no clear cutoff, but homework we don't count, and obviously if you have to use the computer for work, that's a separate issue. We're talking about sort of recreational use, not productivity-based use. And by the way, most of the time people spend on these devices is not productivity-based. It is recreational-based.
So that's interesting that you say that, because those people might differ with you, but I completely agree with you. And I, you know, as somebody who is supposed to be doing Facebook for work purposes, I can't get into that whole lifestyle, and I don't even text. So I know I'm way behind the times, but the fact is that I see it all around, and the treatment comes with what? Withdrawing from these devices, realizing that they're not as important, that everything isn't as urgent as you might think it is?
Yeah, that is part of the treatment. And, I mean, the treatment really varies. I mean, if you're addicted to computer and video games, often we have to do a cold turkey withdrawal, and then we block their access to getting at those games, either through the internet or on their on their devices or through their network at home, and then in some cases we do a sort of whitelist, blacklist, where we have a limited access to certain websites that are problematic, and we try to monitor that as well, and then we monitor that electronically. But ultimately, there is some detox that occurs, some adjustment, and some change of lifestyle that's required in order to balance your use of technology. If you don't balance it consciously, it will ultimately take over your life. It will eat up all your time, and it will intrude on the quality of your life.
Absolutely. In the last minute, please, Dr. Greenfield, your very best advice for cell phone, internet addiction, keeping up with the technology, and that million-dollar question.
Best advice would be to remember that it's powerful technology, and that you control how much you use it, where and when you use it, and don't let the technology rule you. You rule the technology.
Ooh, that's great. Don't let the technology rule you. You rule the technology. And if you find yourself being affected, your life, your work, your school, then you know that maybe you need to taper off, that this is a problem. And if you need to get help, then go and visit someone like Dr. David Greenfield and get the help that you need, because it can affect your life just as much as drug and alcohol addiction can. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.